This week on Not Well, we talk about shriveled up cocks.
Hot chocolate. Bobby's nasty pose.
My pose?
You know the pose.
My pussy? Yeah. Bobby gets naked for a magazine, that?
Yeah. Bobby sings the helping verb song.
I also want to lose weight, so I act like a fool. And by the way, I did tell the people when I walked out, I go, I'm going to be skinny.
We talk about washcloths and how dirty, stinky they are.
We also talk about We also talk about Project 25 and how you need to be running away now because you're going to all get locked up, bitch.
We talk about tops, bottoms, and sides.
And we also talk about our fun-filled Saturday last week.
Saturday!
All this.
And more on Not Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's get started.
Okay, let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Well, thank you for our Patreon listeners, too.
Thank you for our Patreon listeners.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Or happy Indigenous Peoples Day. What do we say now? What do we say? What do you say? I don't really know what to say.
Happy crisscross applesauce.
I like that. Crisscross Christmas.
I like that. Crisscross Christmas.
You would like that, except for the
cross part.
Excuse me, I just caught a little tickle.
Honey, I thought someone said cunnilingus. I caught a little tingus.
Got a little cunnilingus. We had a crisscross Christmas party in undergrad from my dorm.
Oh.
It was probably racist. Yeah.
And by that, you mean like, was there?
People were dressing up at, it wasn't,
crisscross, like
full blackface, but people were full pretending to be,
like,
rappers.
If they were black, they'd be white.
Like the little,
if
white, the band-aid, like Nelly under the eye,
Nelly,
and the backwards hats,
you.
Baggy shorts.
Was the black guy dressed as a white person, or was it all white people?
It's all white people pretending to be
that's definitely,
rappers.
I mean, it sounds very Catholic and very white, so.
Uh-huh. Yep. But what's the breaking news? You had breaking news.
Well, I had a few things.
Okay. First of all,
breaking news. I just signed up for semaglutide.
You're going to be skinny.
I am going to report right now that by the time we get to Park City in the end of February, I'll be 40 pounds lighter.
End of February.
You might not even be able to see me. And?
I don't know about that.
I'm not actually a fan.
We'll be able to see the skin hanging down.
I'm really worried about the skin.
You're going to be like, have a t-shirt and it's going to be below the shirt. Just like,
I'll have to tuck the skin in.
Oh, yeah. Into the pants.
Yeah. I'll have to wear one of those like shapeshifters.
Sometimes I do see people who have like, I think it's like a fupa and it's just their skin.
Yeah.
Like, it's really sad. Like, I can't decide. But then the skin underneath.
But I like can't decide. I'm like,
do you want to be skinny
with fat or do I want to be skinny with skin?
I like this, but
I know I'm going to try. I need to be a little bit lighter.
You can refill the skin later.
I'm ready to get a whole rejuvenation. I'm ready to get my pussy waxed or bleached. I'm ready to get it all.
I thought you didn't have any hair.
I don't have any hair.
Okay, but you want it
bleached. Yeah, I want to bleach my asshole.
A pink hole would be nice.
I want a nice fresh pink hole. I want to pink everything.
Can we make pink dick again?
Honestly,
it's because it gets darker as you age. Let's be real.
Hi, that's kind of when I was saying about my photo shoot that I did. Did I tell you about my photo shoot?
Breaking news. Bobby's been in a photo shoot.
Breaking news.
What did you do in a photo shoot, nude?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Well, it's advertised the Woodlands. It's to invite to the Woodlands, my fucking campground I'm trying to start.
It's called the Woodlands.
Yeah, do you hate it?
No, I like it. Because it's like Woodlands up here, but like, since it's a campground, I think it doesn't break the copyright or whatever.
Mm-mm. Isn't the Woodlands here like a volleyball place?
It's a bar. Yeah, and a volleyball place. Yeah,
no, it's not going to break any protocol. The Woodlands Resort and Retreat. It's going to be gay men's resort retreat.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say like it's only men's only.
I think we need to put the word men's in there.
We are. And it's going to be mostly men's, but like there'll be some weekends we can do like co-ed.
Can we put men's only?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, then.
Men only campground.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, you can be
penis lovers. Like, penis lovers.
I know. It's such a hard.
Penis havers for penis lovers. Something like that.
I like it.
You know what I mean? It's not.
I like what I got.
I'm sorry, but like, there's just.
I can't do this whole. And listen.
Listen, we've been through it.
I don't understand. I don't know if this is even appropriate, but like.
You don't need to see the breasts at. A men's campground necessarily.
I just feel, and this is where we got in trouble doing this last time.
Yeah, I know.
So I can't even.
You can't even say it, but.
I want it to be dicks only, and you must present a dick. Now, oh, here's another breaking news. That show, that naked show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The German version is better.
Really? There's a German version?
The German men that are going on there.
So hot. Are ginger, like big, thick dicks.
Aryan race, huge cock. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's everything that we're not in America. It's right. Like what we should be, but we came over here and fucked shit up.
TikTok generation.
I saw on that show for the first time a post-op vagina.
On what? Wait, what?
A trans woman.
Okay, had a vagina.
Yeah, made out of her penis.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like a straight guy who likes women and then they roll up the bottom and there's like three dicks and then one vagina.
Yeah.
And he's like, so how do I eliminate the three dicks? And they're like, no, they all identify as women.
See,
and he's just like, and he's standing
there. That's actually a good point.
And he's like, this one first.
That's actually a really good point. And then he's left really with one
like unattractive woman point. That he's not attracted to, but it's like the only vagina.
And all the other ones are so, I didn't even actually know she was trans at first, and maybe that was just me being a little tryptophan, if you will.
Yeah, you're probably tryptophan. But so what did it look
it
like?
It was so
normal?
Pretty.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, I kind of was like, if I ever had a problem with my wiener, I'm getting a vagina.
I would love
a vagina. I know you had a dream, but like, it was like pretty.
It wasn't a dream. It was real life. I was fantasizing about having a vagina. It was not a dream.
Maybe we'll change
it. It was a waking dream.
I mean, I don't know. It just, I thought it was going to be like really grotesque and like kind of like, oof. It was like
it's a nice
pretty tight
little,
pussy.
It's a nice little pocket.
Lips and everything. I guess you have to have, I mean,
they
no.
take the scrotum and make lips. Yeah.
Oh, they showed how the penis head goes in. Yeah. And then
and it comes out as a little clit.
Yeah.
That's so, it's so cool. When
it's really kind of cool to think about that as like, this, that's our bodies.
It's the
like,
same stuff. It's the same parts. They just look different.
Same parts. So anyway, so yeah, those are my breaking news is I'm going to lose weight. And I saw a vagina that's a post-op vagina.
And like, did the guy eliminate? I mean, he eliminated her.
No, she was one picking. And she picked this hottest.
Oh, so she
fuck.
Came out as
the clothed person.
Did the guys know she was trans?
I believe so. I believe that was probably part of it. Like, they probably were like, and that's an interesting thing. Do they identify as gay?
No, straight.
So that's what's interesting to me. It's
I
like,
love straight men who are fine with trans women.
Oh, same. And honestly,
so
with
hot.
The work that was done on her pussy.
You're straight.
I mean, the shoulders still don't match the hips, but.
And the pelvis is a little narrow. Mm-hmm. Pelvis is a little narrow, but
a little tighter.
How was the voice?
Oh, if I talk, it's the European version. You know what I mean? So I can't even understand them to begin with. So deeper or not, I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, she must be from Ireland. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, you're like, she's great.
She was rode hard and put up wet.
It's true. The country folk. So,
anyway,
that's cool.
That's what's going on here. Like, just going to lose weight.
So I did want to bring up the last time we recorded, I believe following it. We ended up in some interesting situations.
We did. I wrote
we went
some
to
down.
Penn's, and then we were like walking around downtown Columbus. At one point, you saw a sign that said Pross Gym, and you had no idea what it said.
I cannot even believe you're saying this right now.
Pros Gym. And he's like, what's Pross Gym?
I mean, I literally was dead ass serious. I'm walking, and I think the edible was hitting.
I think Maddie mentioned me. We're like, what's that?
I go, Pross Gym.
You're like, Pross Gym. What's Pross?
It's like, Pross Gym. Like, what the fuck?
There's one S.
Literally.
So we were like, Pros Gym.
Pros Gym. But I was saying Pross.
I think there was an apostrophe even. But anyways.
I didn't see the apostrophe. Maybe that light was broken.
Well, so then there's more. So we get to the next intersection. We start interacting with these teachers who are there on a conference. Bobby breaks down into the Helping Verb song, and he sang the whole fucking Helping Verb song in front of these teachers who were like, gold star, good show, good job, Bobby.
I should find the
and
song.
And I'm like, what's that? I'd never heard the song before.
Helping verbs, satisfaction guaranteed.
Mm-mm.
And they are, is, am, are, was, were, be, being, been, have, has, had, do, does, did, shall, should, will, would, may, might, must, can, could. Helping
that's amazing. I can't believe you still know it.
It's something that was, it was seventh grade, Miss Wyatt, and I know she had MS, and I didn't know what that really meant, but I was like, oh,
she's probably
dying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made this song, I think they were hippies, and definitely he had a big old cock, but the husband worked next door and taught social studies.
Oh, yeah.
So they had a guitar, and shoot, they would sing this. Help. I think, you talk about something. I'm going to find
my social studies and history teacher, the guy in high school, he taught AP history to me. He was also the baseball coach, and he would walk around in like joggers back when joggers weren't popular. Cause you know, back then, like only the coaches and athletes wore them, not everyone.
Yeah.
He would come in with the biggest dick, and he was like a thick dad type, you know, like a big guy.
Yeah.
Two sons of his own, coached baseball, big fat cock. I would sit there in class and just
imagine
and just be like, I want to be a baseball player.
Such a thin,
I want to be a baseball player.
I remember the baseball
player.
Coach used to always wear swishies. I used to call them swishies.
Yep, swishies.
Oh my God, this might actually be it. It is.
No one even said anything about my nails.
Oh, I did. Well, I was going to. 1991.
Helping verbs. Help the main verb make a statement. Help the main verb express action. Helping verbs. Satisfaction guarantee.
Here we go.
And they are is MR was would be been and has had to does did shall should will would may my must can could helping verbs satisfaction guarantee.
It's kind of cute.
I love it. And now you can hear that in here.
Yeah.
So it's working again.
I mean, yeah, but isn't that wild? I can't. Okay, stop. Okay.
Helping verbs.
1991. It was copyrighted.
Well, you were old by then.
So that puts I was 7. I guess I was 11 when I was in.
Right, you were conscious. 11 is you were only 11 in 7th grade.
And then I turned 13.
That don't make 14, sense. 15.
Okay,
does
wait,
it?
That don't make yeah, it does because in 8th grade I was supposed to be 14, but I was really 13. Wait. So, when I was a senior, my first
the
day
math
I was 16.
Ain't mathing.
I was 16 my first day of senior year, and then I turned 17. I'm in a late on my August birthday. So I'm like one of those that could be either really old for the grade or really young.
Actually, I was 16 too when I started senior year. You're right.
So then if you think senior year is 6 years away from 7th grade. No, this was in 7th grade when I learned this song. So I had to have been like 11 or 12.
That's really young though. I feel like people in 7th, 8th grade are like older.
Like 14.
At least 13, like teenagers. Mm-mm. They ain't money.
They ain't. I wasn't even a teenager when I started high school.
So high schoolers are even younger than I think.
Actually, I think I turned 13 the day before I started freshman year. Doesn't make sense though.
No, because yeah, then you wouldn't be.
It does because then.
So I'm. No, because then you would have turned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
So we're just really old. Like everything seems so much younger to me, but like that was the age then. I was that age then. But I'm like looking at that, like they can't be that young when they're in high school. Oh, they are. They're literally going to 12
idiots.
Or 13.
They are literally so dumb.
Holy
I used to think, like,
fuck.
I know what the fucking doing.
Oh, I know.
Do you?
Yeah, walking around high school, you're like, I'm so old.
You all, everybody, it's just so fucking bizarre. But anyway, yeah.
Anyways.
Helping verbs, and I impressed the English language ladies. I was actually scared of them because I'm like, oh no, they're going to fucking judge me. So I had to pull out a song.
Yeah.
Helping verbs, babe. I have something from last week. I don't know if it's actually with you or not. Was it? My housewives thing. Were you? Was that you? If boys aren't, if the boys aren't popping, I'm popping out for ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was us.
Okay,
that's so what you
I
said.
Had that wrote down.
We walk into the bar and you said that, and I was like,
"The boys aren't popping, I'm popping out for ice cream." And it became like a
and
thing.
And that's your tagline for Real Housewives of Columbus.
Yeah.
You would literally be, "The boys ain't popping, I'm popping out for ice cream."
Now we need one for Jim. So write us in or call us 614-721-5336.
614-721-5336.
Oh, what do you? I mean, what would your tagline be?
I mean.
Some people like pussy. Some people like mine.
Oh, okay. Well.
We'll
consider it.
The boys weren't popping, but then they were.
They were, but it was like 12:30 when we left. I was like, it's time for us to go to
bed.
I'm like, it's time for us to go to bed, and they're finally getting naked. Like, why are we?
I know.
Like, I don't understand people who come there to just get naked for an hour and have like dance party for an hour.
Right. And then they leave and I'm like, hi, can you come at 10 so we can be here
from
10
to noon
or midnight?
It feels like noon. Yeah.
Honestly, come there at 7. What are we waiting for?
It's dark out at 7 anyways.
What are we waiting for here? Like, what are we doing?
What are you waiting for?
I feel like you could make more. I don't know. Maybe we'll start our own bar. I'm going to start everything.
Call it the Woodlands. We can't do that. That's actually covered.
The Woodlands.
The Woodlands East Side.
Yeah. So anyway, we actually were talking this about something pre-show for our Patreon listeners about penis coloration.
Yes.
And I'm really feeling it now.
So
not in like an abused way. In just like a
it's not like dark. It's just kind of like.
It's not like it used to be.
You know, like the sidewalks when you're little and your dad gets out the power washer and you clean them off and they turn white again.
Yes.
That's how I feel the penis is. Like, I feel
it's
like we need. It's like an exfoliation needed or
we need a
power wash.
We need a power wash. A penis power wash. PP.
Penis power wash. PP. But we also need.
PPW.
PPW, and we also could use a little bleaching.
Honestly, I want to, like...
Do they turn the penis pink? Can they do that? Or tattoo? Like a light color, a light pink, not like a deep, you know.
Like I was actually thinking like maybe a little laser treatment.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Is that what they do? I don't know.
I'm noticing I was doing sexy photos this morning and I just need to bleach my ass.
Supposed to hear about.
Oh, well that one, I mean.
You don't have to show me.
I'm not scared, but I'm also like scared.
About?
My penis.
I don't care. I'm sure it's not even zoomed in anyways. It's not like I'm going to see.
But that's also the problem is because on my fat body, it's like, oh.
I mean, you know I don't have a big dick. You know I'm average. So I feel like.
I'm sick a lot.
You what? Where did it take place? Here?
In my backyard. I did it all.
Oh, I love that.
Well, Michael's out of town.
I can just imagine. He probably was obsessed with getting those photos.
I didn't send them to him. Please go to the magazine, babe.
Oh my god,
I hate it. Oh my god, I hate it. Well, here's one.
Okay, why? What's okay?
That's hot.
Why is that's great? Great. All of these are good.
That's my penis sticking out like.
Oh,
soft,
I love that. Like, no, that's perfect. Okay,
but here's the one.
These are good. Okay, relax. Actually, looks really good. It looks big. It looks thick.
It's thick. I'm thicker, but like the prop.
Mm. That looks good. That looks
okay.
Good.
Well,
no, because, okay.
I just don't.
When you described it as on my fat body, I'm not picturing that. I was literally picturing like you don't even have a fupa.
Like a button?
You don't even have a fupa.
No, I don't have a fupa.
You don't have a fupa.
I just have a belly.
And that's my problem is because I.
Some people who get the fupa, it sucks
I get
it in.
Fupa. And so yeah. It like goes.
It's fine. But yeah, so I did that to advertise for the Woodlands. And that I'm looks, like,
those are
do
good.
You think?
I should do some too.
Honestly, we should do some for the show. But
yeah,
the problem
let's
is the
do
problem
the
I'm
Patreon.
Having though is that. Well,
I don't
actually,
care.
I could post these on Patreon for.
Literally. For, I mean.
Yeah. I just. So I'm looking at these pictures though, and I'm like, okay. And just looking at my body closely, first of all, like, I did notice that my penis is a little bit different color than it used to be. Only soft, really.
Right.
It's not really hard necessarily.
No, when it gets,
it's hard,
it stretches it out. The skin gets.
But it's a little like, okay.
Darkish.
Like almost like you've been jerking off your dick for 25 years and it's been hard and soft every day for the past. So like it's going to weather your skin, but it's just weird to like. Like
well,
when
it's
actually,
like when you look at the back of your hands,
I know,
you get like
ew,
skin
look,
spots.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, I have like, yeah. You can tell. You have that dark here, and then I have that. I have a scar here, which looks great. Yep.
Ew. Okay.
So
well,
our penises
are turning old looking. And so basically what I want to know, is there a fucking rejuvenation for my pussy and my penis? Like I just need everything down there to be like hot waxed off. Like I need like a whole layer of skin taken off the whole bottom of my body.
I kind of like that.
Like, cause you sit all day.
Honestly,
and it sucks
the inner thigh too.
That's like, what I'm saying. I want that whole thing.
I
fucking
need all of that.
Same.
Scrubbed,
I hate it. Like
scrubbed.
I wonder if that's what it is. Maybe it needs to be like scrub daddied.
They have wraps and stuff. Like they do facials where they like peel off the top layer. Like
I
peel
need
off
that
the
for
top,
my pussy.
Peel off the top layer of my pussy.
I hate the inner thigh because I mean everybody. And the thing is, even people who are skinny have
it
like
used just, to be so soft.
Used to be soft. Used to be like normal color. Now it like,
could
get a little weathered. It could get a little irritated.
It would bounce
I'm like,
back. It would bounce back. Now it just hangs. Oh. It would bounce back. Now the dick doesn't though. The dick bounces all the way in.
Yeah, the dick does the opposite. It's like oh, never mind. I'm not allowed. You're
and now,
allowed.
And I want to tell you now that it's cold weather.
Oh, for sure. When I'm at the bar,
when
you ever
I'm
grab my
yeah,
dick, like if
when I'm walking
in,
around, I'm like, okay, is it there? Okay. Okay.
Pull it like a little out.
There it is.
You like stretch
it's
her out.
Still there, but it's barely there.
So anyway,
that was last week at the bar. I was like, someone did come up and start, and I was like, good luck.
Honestly, I just went to the bar. I'm like, go ahead, get me hard, bitch. Because honestly, I'm so self-conscious, and I just shouldn't be.
No, you shouldn't. Not from that picture. That's
no, I didn't think that was that good. It's not that. It's
that's
I'm normal.
Twice as big
but...
as my mine looks soft. That is twice as big as mine.
No, well, and that's the thing,
yeah,
again,
it is. It
because
is.
If you look at my hands next to my penis, like, that's what's weird, though, is that
that's
my hands next to my penis are way bigger than it would be.
You put me outside in this weather, they're not going to see it.
That's a lie. I've seen your dick. It's not that little.
In the cold?
Yeah, but that's normal. That's 3 inches.
You were like this. You were hard.
I was not hard.
But you weren't hard. But, I mean, it looked like.
I was not hard.
Fuck me.
Anyway, so that's the news there. So I can give you a link to that if you pay money to buy the magazine. But also, I just rather
want,
you
you're
donate.
Gonna want it. You're gonna want
actually,
it.
I'll put on my OnlyFans. I'll
you're
put on
gonna
my OnlyFans
it.
Because I can put on the Woodlands OnlyFans. So if you can pay money to see me naked,
you're gonna want it. This kind of goes along with exfoliation, cleanup, and all that. I want to know if growing up, were you a washcloth family? Like, did you use a washcloth in the shower?
We're a washcloth family, yes.
Okay. I did not, ever.
Okay, but the
I never used a washcloth.
Just hands?
Hands.
Okay.
Which sounds gross. I know people are going to be like, you didn't scrub it off. No. You didn't scrub that shit off. No wonder your dick's ugly. But I'm just saying, like, even now, I don't use a washcloth or a loofah or a scrub brush.
I really don't. I don't often. I use my hands. I do, too.
Because, first of all, what do I do that I get dirty from? Nothing.
Right, like, literally, I just get drunk.
I don't exercise. I don't do anything.
The bar?
I don't go into dirt. I'm not dirty. So, like, for me, it's like, I just take it, I rub it. I have so much hair, too. It's like a natural cloth. Like, rubbing the hair around rubs the skin. Right.
I don't know. I don't. Unless there's a problem area.
Do you use a washcloth now?
Sometimes. You have one? Only sometimes.
Because Matt is a washcloth person.
Yeah, but the thing with washcloths and with loofahs.
The thing about a washcloth is now I don't touch them because I know what Matt does with them.
It's absolutely horrifying. And honestly.
He's scrubbing the hole with the washcloth.
But you really should honestly get a new one every time.
He doesn't.
Right.
He dries them, puts them on the edge of the.
I know.
And I'm like, what is. And then
it's like literal hole.
I used to touch them and then I'm like, wait, what's he scrubbing with this?
Like, if I, like, I'll just be, oh, God, this is gross. I mean, you know what? We're going to play admit something.
Yeah.
You if some I've ever streaks. Taken a really, really terrible shit, yeah. then I'm like, I'm grabbing a washcloth because I'm going to go ahead and fucking get that hole cleaned out.
You need
and
it
then
cleaned
you have to, like,
out.
Put it, you have to, like,
Matt will hang it up on the top
you,
of
like,
the shower
to get
curtain.
The poop off there, you have to, like, it's disgusting.
You have to hang it right in front of the shower thing to blast the poop out.
Or I put it on the ground and I have a little Yep. So we're playing Admit Something. I'm sure everybody else has gone through this.
But this is why I got a bidet, because I was like, I don't want to have to washcloth my asshole every time you shit. Like,
it's just...
It's... I think shitting's annoying. Like, I think if there was one
thing... It's terrible.
If there was one bodily function I could take away from myself, it would be that. It would be like, you eat, and then it just disappears, poof.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I would... I'm okay with continuing
sometimes
to pee.
Sometimes I like pooping, though. It feels good. But I guess if you didn't need to do it, then it wouldn't matter.
Oh, rub that turd on my prostate. Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, I guess I don't need that, though. I can always get fucked.
Like, it feels good because you're, like, the feeling of it's empty, like, out. Because once
but if you didn't
out,
have that
you can
feeling
get
ever, right.
If you never had that feeling, you would never have to feel it get
and
out.
And, like, for me, I'll be on
I would love
my semaglutide, and I won't feel like I have anything
you
to.
You won't be able to shit either.
I know, it's
going to
bother me.
You have to take a lot of
fiber.
Matt
so I'm going to start taking
Matt
fiber
got
now.
Got so constipated.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start doing... I never, I'm gonna have to start. How did he get constipated?
Oh, right of all people. No, he was so constipated. He was so constipated. Secrets out. Well, I don't know if he'll get mad if I share this. I don't think he will. I think this happens to a lot of people, so you need to know. One day Matt came to me and he was like, I can't pee. And I was like, what do you mean you can't pee? Like he would even sit down and try to push pee out and couldn't pee. Felt like he had to go, couldn't pee. Felt like he couldn't
prostate.
Go, had to pee. So I thought it was prostate, but I'm like, that's really quick for all of a sudden one day he's fine. Next day he can't pee. It was because he was constipated. He went to the doctor literally after
he
finally pooped, he could pee again because the poop sits in there and pushes on the back of the bladder.
Oh yeah.
No, they didn't. They didn't. He just took pills and went.
Wow.
So literally
so I need
constipation.
Milk of Malaysia. Yeah.
The milk of Malaysia, honey Malaysia Balenciaga. That could be your drag queen name, milk of Malaysia.
Milk of Malaysia, honey.
It's magnesia, I think.
Yeah, the milk of the poppies really, really want.
That'll constipate you. The opioids constipate.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, yeah.
So you were a washcloth, and you still are kind of, because I still am not. And I'm wondering though, like
again, I'm a borderline.
I just feel like our listeners. I think they're
like we have a lot of loofahs.
I think washcloths are dirty. That's why I don't use them.
That's why I always go one use normally, and then
but
I'm
I don't want
to
go.
But
I don't want
to
have a stack
carry
of
it
20
out.
Or 30 in the. And I don't want to put I don't want to put a wet washcloth in the dirty laundry, and it sits there and gets everything else wet.
I have a story.
Okay.
I have a lot of roommate stories lately. One of our friends, we used to call him. So I let a friend move in. He could sleep on the couch. Me and Courtney were living together. And we were like, let's make extra money and like let him move in. Cool. Come sleep on our couch. I don't give a fuck.
Wait, you charged him to sleep on a couch?
Yeah, because he stayed there for months.
But he had to sleep on the couch.
He paid like $200.
Oh, okay. I was like, how much is he paying?
He paid the whole rent. So he used my shower. And he had a washcloth. This washcloth, if I'm being honest with you.
No. This is why I don't use them.
I mean, it smelled like AWOL backroom. Like, B.O. asshole.
Like,
oh,
shit.
Shit.
Absolute shit.
And he's it was just hanging hole. Right there. And I'm like, I don't need this dirty. I mean, every time I shower, I'd be like, eh. What do you say to somebody, though? Get your dirty ass whole thing out of here.
What you do is once it's dry one day, you throw it in the laundry.
It's all he had.
It's all he had was a washcloth. Well, he sounds like a drifter. Like, did he smell good in general?
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay. It was weird. Like, he was like actually a very nice smelling person, dressed clean. Like,
well, that's why he took all the. I guess all the shit was on
that washcloth. And I'm like, do you rinse it? Like, do we need to do like a scrub? Like, is there like a bleach we can put it on? I mean, it. So yeah, I'm honestly, ever since then, I'll be honest with you, I'm not really as much of a washcloth person. But yes, washcloth family. Yes.
Okay. Growing up. Okay. All right. Good to know.
I kind of wonder, like, reverse back to last weekend when we went to AWOL.
Yeah.
Do you remember I got hit on by the drunk guy?
Oh. And we tried to get him to show us his dick.
Yeah. Like, we had.
I was like, get your dick out. If you're going to hit on us, then get your dick out. Let us inspect the goods.
And he's like, I'm killing me. And then he's like, can I kiss you? And I go, no.
Remember his friend then walked in and was like, what's wrong with you?
I know. And he
was like, are you okay? And then he fell asleep on the bar, at the bar.
He was actually really fucking cute, though.
I know.
His name's Greg.
Oh, you.
I know the name. I know a cute name. I know a cute boy when I see one. He's one of those that's going to show you his dick drunk. I mean.
Well, he didn't, though. That
I know, but he was in public. He was nervous.
Oh, yeah. We were in public. If we had gone to the
dark room. It was OSU. He had his OSU jersey on.
Oh, Mike. I know. That's why I was like, just show it to us.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's fine. I know he goes into that bathroom at the OSU stadium, pisses right into the bathtub.
I never can do that.
Right into the bathtub with all the other men looking, and he is fine.
But I... So, as we're standing there, though, I'm not doing that, first of all. Ever. I won't pee.
I couldn't. I had to go to the stall.
I can show my penis, though. That's the thing. It's like, I'm not scared. Like, it's like,
the bladder that doesn't work. It's just the bladder doesn't listen.
So we also encountered, do you remember? I got to think back.
Remember.
I wrote here. This is what I wrote in the moment.
I'm going to try to remember.
Well, I wrote a couple things. All right. This one's first. Hot straight men. We hit on one and he gave us the peace sign. We don't have a space, though. Why are you at AWOL? That's what I wrote. So there was a straight guy. Do you remember? And we were like, oh, come over here. And he goes, do you remember the straight guy that was at AWOL?
I do remember this and being like.
And then he came over and he's like, I'm straight. And he was actually really fucking kind and hot.
Oh, yeah. And we did hit. And he was like, thanks, guys.
I'm like, that should make you feel good. And then, of course, his fucking fiance or wife or whatever.
She's like.
Oh, hey. Oh,
I'm like, girl, bring your fucking husband to a gay bar and expect him not to get hit on.
And she should be nervous. I'm just going to say.
I'm going to say it, too.
These women.
I'm going to say based
watch
on
your
his,
man, because your man might be bisexual.
Watch your man, because your man's a 10 and you're a 2. And I said it.
I'm not actually a fan.
Oh, ouch.
Like when a 10 dates a 2, to me, he's a homo. Period. End of story.
I've seen so many hot men.
Homo.
With women,
homo.
I'm like,
homo.
How did he pick her?
And I'm not saying...
Oh, because he needs a beard. Okay.
And I'm not saying, like, everybody deserves to be with somebody, but you know if you're a 2 and you're a 10.
Okay? You do.
You know, most people will sit in the same range, like, oh, we're 6 and 7s.
Even
we're
some
4, 6
even.
You're or a like 4, 5, a 4, 6.
5, 7.
Yeah, even, like, you can even go even one more level.
5, 7.
5, 7. You can even do a 5, 8.
You can do 5'8".
So
I've seen 5'8".
There's definitely 5'8". But I mean, the most common, you're pretty close. But then when you have a 10 and a 2 and the man's the 10.
It's
now if the girl's the 10, it's an arranged money financial situation.
Yeah, that's just.
So it's really nothing to be sad about. But like
we know the man's rich. The family money is getting that girl because she's like, I'm a 10, but I'm going to suffer through this.
I'm going to be with a 2 and suck this.
I'm going to close my eyes. First of all, for women, it's easy. Close your eyes and let them fuck your pussy. And you're like, oh, yeah. Love this. Oh my God, I'm definitely coming. Oh my God. So good. And then they just fall
imagine,
asleep
though?
And they're like, well, tomorrow I'm going to get some jewelry. So,
yeah, like, are we going to go to the mall after?
Yeah, like,
if I'm being honest,
if I were a woman, I would absolutely date a 1 for the money.
Same. Look at Anna Nicole Smith. She knew exactly what she was
80
doing.
Year old. Yeah.
She's like, well, he's going to die.
He's going to fucking die and leave it all to me.
So, yep.
I would do that.
Wow. But yeah, so that was interesting to say the least. It was like, okay,
I forgot about that.
But then you got angry. You were getting angry because the girls were coming in,
and I was like, why?
Why
are they all here?
Why are they here? We don't even have a space anymore. We don't.
We honestly do not have a gay space.
The only gay spaces are campgrounds, so that's why I'm opening one. That's what we talked about too.
Yeah, it's true though. Like,
so no, I'm not going to be inclusive to the entire LGBTQIA+
community.
I want men to have a place to go,
men with penises for a yeah.
And I'm not excluding. I mean, there'll be weekends that everybody can come, but like, it's more about
like if I go, I'm not gonna have my nails painted because I don't want to be like trans femme. I want to go and be a penis haver. Interacting with penis havers.
It's just there's something about it. I'm telling you, if you've never done it.
Just because a space isn't for everyone doesn't mean it's exclusive. It just means not everything is going to be for everyone. That's period.
Like, I'm not going
to
go.
I want black people to have black spaces that white people don't go into.
But yet we all seem to go in there.
Yeah, literally. We're like, it's please so let stupid. Us in. Like, we want the cloud. Please. Please. That's how I felt going to Wall Street back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'd walk in and be like, I mean, I love this here, but I don't know if, like, do they really like me being here, but...
Do you know I have a crush on?
Oh, I don't know. Lizzo?
No.
Okay.
Brandon.
Oh, girl.
Like, that man, and he listens to the show, that man.
That man. I constantly send him memes just to interact with him. He
is the nicest. He came up. We were at,
I know, but I don't want him to be nice to me.
He was at Heaven and Hell.
Pick me up.
And he came up and he's like, I saw you. I knew I had to come up and say hi. And I'm like, you are so beautiful. Like, I can almost not talk. It's weird. I don't remember him being this cute when he was here.
He's,
I mean, he is absolutely gorgeous. Stunning. He's stunning.
Yeah, it's a problem.
His skin is just like soft and flawless. I mean, everything about this man.
I feel like.
Oh, he's got to have a.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, the way he walks around.
I feel like it's great.
Oh, the way he walks around, he's so confident. Like,
I feel like he has a partner because I've heard him mention that before. He doesn't ever post it, though. So I don't know if it's like what type of situation that is, if it's like secretive.
I think it's not as secretive, but I don't think it's something that.
It's not fully. Yeah, maybe that person can't be open, or maybe. I don't know, really.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't want to be known.
Remember,
I don't know. But Brandon.
Brandon is just such a sweet fucking man. And he's about.
We've got to hang out with him.
I'm scared. I'm scared too.
I know.
He intimidates the fuck out of me because I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing now, and I'm blackout drunk, and I can't speak to you because you're so fucking hot.
I feel like I'm gonna say something mean, and he'll be like, that's not very nice.
But he's so nice though. The thing, but I would never go up to him and be like, I want to fucking suck your dick.
Like, well, that's the thing. He's so nice that I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Don't want to be dirty.
I don't know how to say that I want to jerk you off in the back room of AWOL and just.
And not come off as a total fucking creep. And
I don't
want
to be creepy. I'm not trying to be creepy, but I want that dick.
I want that dick. And so we need to come up with ways to be able to say this to hot.
How do you say that to someone nice?
Hot, sweet people.
Nice.
There's like it's a very rare combo, but it does exist.
He is a hot, sweet person. Okay, well, I'm tired of, I can't lust after him too much longer. I won't be able to sit with my legs crossed.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know what it was going with.
That was our trip to AWOL.
But also,
there's some other things.
Last week I wrote,
yeah.
Also, Gen Z, ugly. What's going on with our skinny bone structure? I wrote this because we're like
Gen
hammered
Z,
at this point. Being like,
Gen Z, so Gen Z's walking in, filling up the bar. It's just not, like, I hate to say it, but it's not cute.
This is an announcement. This is a special report, Gen Z.
Like, we did this, too. We wore the clothes you're wearing in the early 2000s.
We tried.
It wasn't cute then.
They don't try.
Yeah.
That's the look. The look is to be as lazy as possible.
Is lazy, baggy, saggy. And not eating. And then it's like inside is a skeleton.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, when they did that, now the main look for Gen Z. And it's like,
yep.
It wasn't cute then, and it's not cute now.
It wasn't cute. It wasn't. I'm sorry. Like, looking back, it wasn't. Looking now, it's not.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know how we got back to this. Like, we circled back to this shitty look.
I know. I don't know why. Like,
but then the people inside.
You want to make fun of us, but yet you dress like us. So
right.
I'm not really sure exactly, except like, we're not skinny jeans.
When they call us boomers, I'm like.
Wait till they have skinny jeans. Wait till that comes back, motherfucker.
They're coming back. And thank God, because I have some pairs I'm waiting for.
I know. I'm ready. I look good in skinny jeans.
You look good in skinny jeans. First of all, Gen Z, stop judging us for our skinny jeans.
If you ever fucking judge me for my skinny,
me.
Yeah, that's so mean. You fucking whores.
I still wear them. I just don't care. Let's be real. If I'm going to be cared by a 17-year-old judging me, I don't.
But this is actually the interesting comment too, because like at the bar the other night, I was like, because I was at Heaven and Hell, so it's a different kind of.
What's crowd. Heaven and Hell?
Was that AWOL?
AWOL.
AWOL. It's the Wednesday night, like Thanksgiving. Whatever.
Okay, so when you said last weekend, you meant.
Sorry, yeah. Oh,
two nights ago.
The original story was from last weekend.
Okay.
Two nights ago is when I was in Heaven
and Hell. Which is?
The party that's the biggest party before Thanksgiving.
I'm sure it is.
But I'm looking around and I'm like, first of all, we have a lot of uglies. Also, a little side note.
Yeah.
And I know I do this sometimes, and I guess maybe I need to realize this when I'm doing it, but if you think I'm hot, don't play little games and be like,
no.
Oh my God, he's coming over here. Like, I could hear you guys talking. So if you want to say something to me, just say something to my motherfucking face. Also, it is still awkward with you know who. I don't.
I just did that too, though, honey. Like, look. I literally.
What just happened?
Something's wrong with these.
Yeah, I think it's aerodynamics.
It's because we are used to it having ice in it and keeping it level.
So we're like,
ah! Now it has no ice. So I'm like putting it down like this and it's going like.
That was like the second time I popped it up. Like,
honey, I'm popping.
Okay, we're
now,
popping.
Now, when you
popping.
Said it's still like that with. Is it former who I met a long time ago or is it you know who from my past?
Your past, babe.
And it's still. I know.
It's like a little weird. He's like. Hey. I'm like, hey.
It's just like, hey.
You can actually act interested in me and like make sure I feel like a good
client.
He
won't be because you're fat.
I'm not actually a fan.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I don't care.
To him, that is like, okay.
Sweetie.
I'm just letting you know, from there were friends of his who he would be like, you don't think he's cute, right? And I'm like, he is. I mean, he's cute. He's like thick guy, nice. And I'm like, I think he's not that cute. He's kind of fat. And I would be like, okay.
Makes sense.
And I would be like, that doesn't make someone not cute. Like, you can't put those two together just like they're natural together. Like,
oh.
So that's probably why he's still a little, because he never really.
Also,
is he? And the answer is not really.
Well, can I say something, though, too? Do you remember that situation you bought for him that one time?
Yeah.
The slinglet. Didn't you buy that for him? The slinglet?
No, he bought that.
But you encouraged?
Oh, yeah. I got underwear. For him.
No. Well, I found out his grinder.
Let's see it.
I don't know it. I don't know it. I didn't save it. But I saw the little slinglet bottom. I go, I know who that is.
Yep. Uh-huh. No face. Oh,
also,
no face.
When I was getting drinks from this said person, I was like, hey, like, you know, we'll do two more lights on Williams, Michael. Like Michael Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, so like who is it on? Like we're totally just like not there.
No,
I remember you saying
and
that.
I'm like, that's always been a thing.
Good.
It's like,
are you good?
Are you treated? Are you being treated for your conditions? Because you can't remember orders. Listen, you can't. Yeah. It's
at AWOL. There's definitely an eclectic situation.
Yeah.
Between him and the cracked out straight guy.
The straight guy is on cocaine every single weekend, or it's meth. It could be meth.
It might be meth. His dick gets bigger, like, so it's got to be meth. His cock keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and
it's like bigger over the night. And I'm like looking at the jeans. I'm like, yeah, that's a big fat cock.
It's a big fat cock. Speaking of big fat cocks, I've been playing a little game with the manager of that bar. So I've been playing a game on Sniffies. I know it's him. He didn't know it was me. So he kept looking around the bar trying to find shit. And I was like, oh, you know who I am yet? Like, da da da. Oh, we're going to. Oh,
that's hot.
I want him to like kind of stand behind me and jerk me off.
As he can.
I just want to like lean.
We can just be at the end of the bar where our seats are.
I just want to lean.
He can walk
back.
Up behind. Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Yeah. Totally.
I kind of like it because he could manhandle me, and that's what I need right now.
You need a bossy, bitchy bottom. Yeah.
No, I need a bossy top.
I know.
Because I had to play the. I was trying to be submissive.
I can't.
And then I had to play the.
Just think of that. I can't. I was like.
I'm like, I don't want to be the ones on top of you, but okay.
But you just.
But it depends on
but
who
you
it is.
Also just spent $5,000 and that's your birthday present and your Christmas present.
Hopefully he gives it back.
Well, he just said.
Well, yeah.
He was like, okay, that's your present. And you were like, yeah.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money on the real semi-glutide, I think.
Well, it's going to work, though. That's the difference. Because trust me, a lot of this stuff does not work.
He said, like, I'm just telling you. And I was like, are you trying to sell me something, dude? But I'm like,
wine is working.
Hey, it's working for me, too, baby. Baby, I'm good.
I have some other things.
Give me some stuff. Shoot.
I have a stuff.
Shoot. I have a stuff.
Okay. Speaking of, we need tops, we need bottoms. Okay. So I'm at work. This person I love, like very nice. I'm super friendly. I get along with her, but I'm working with her alone one night and she starts asking questions. And I just want people to be aware of when they're asking questions, like try to put yourself in the answerer's space.
I agree.
Okay, because she was asking me things like, okay, so I have a question. And I'm like, oh,
no.
She's like, I'm not trying to be offensive. So you know exactly what it's going to be. So it's going to be offensive.
Like, who cooks and cleans?
Literally, it was. So like, when two gay people are meeting, like, how do you decide or how do you know who's top and who's bottom?
You're both versed. Let's just put it that way.
And I like looked at her and I was like, well, what setting do you mean? I was like, I can meet another gay person. I don't immediately ask them, are you top or bottom? I'm not like, I don't go up to someone and flirt with them and then be like immediately, Are you top or bottom?
She's used to that, though. That's the problem, is that she's going to the bar and somebody being like, hey.
Right.
And she's like, oh, you're going to fuck me because I know you
are. Yeah, because I have a little pocket and you're going to put your dick in my pocket. So, yeah, like that's just like their normal role. They don't understand sexuality outside of that. It's really so. But the question got worse. It was like, okay, so like, what are you then? And I'm like, well, why do you care? But right. She was like, well, so do you both? And I'm like, I can. I'm capable, but I don't. And she's like, okay, well, if you're not a bottom, then your husband is. And I was like, no, not really. Like, he can be, but he's not. And she's like,
well, they're so one dynamic.
So then what do you even do? And I was like, well, there's people called sides, and they have sex in ways that do not involve penetration. And she's like, so like what?
And I'm sucking dick and hand jobs, honey.
I was like, I honestly,
use your imagination.
I honestly felt sad for her because she can't imagine sex outside of those traditional missionary roles of insertive, receptive.
And I hate to break to her, but you know she's not getting fucked well.
She's not. She told me that later. She's like, yeah, my husband likes blowjobs, but I don't like them. But I still every once in a while give them. And I was like, girl, honey, like,
we like your questions.
Like, I'm glad you're exploring. I'm glad you picked someone that's safe with. But I'm telling you, if you had done this to the wrong person,
oh, a bitchy queen,
you would have gotten bitched out.
You'd been like, honey.
Like, it's just about remembering who you're asking questions to and trying to try to imagine your life outside of your own. So when you're approaching someone, put yourself in their shoes.
That'd be like us going to you and being like, why do you work?
So that would be like me going up to a woman
be like,
and
wait,
being like,
you're a woman. You should be working.
So all you do is just take dick. You just take dick. You just lay there and take dick. That's it. That's how you have sex. That's all you do is lay there and
it's weird.
Let a dick fuck you.
Well,
and I'm trying to explain, like,
also, honey, there's other straight ways. Men get pegged. So I'm not.
Well, that's what I know. I'm like,
she's obviously vanilla.
That's why it's like, I feel bad because there's probably things your husband wants to explore that he can't explore with you because you only think there's one way to have sex,
which means you're probably a lesbian.
I'm not even going anywhere else.
Going there.
I'm just trying to say, like, it's sad to me that you're stuck in this role has been assigned to you.
And I kind of have the same example. Like, if you're going to, if you're going to be a voter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know that it's federally legal for gay people to get married, because that's something that's been brought up in my situation of.
Oh, you're allowed
employment.
Are you allowed? You're like, what do you mean allowed?
Oh, is Ohio? It's legal to get married, right?
Uh huh. I got asked that
federally.
I got asked that this year.
Actually, in Ohio, it's not.
Still this year, I got asked that, and I was like, I am married currently. Why do you like? I am married. So why? What do you mean? Is it legal in Ohio? I'm married.
So but then they're going to tell me about an issue and they're going to go vote on it. I'm like,
I got to protect my gun rights. And I'm like, okay, so you don't even know basic rights at all. You're just obsessed with guns.
And the Bible.
Like our Speaker of the House. If you want to know my position, go pick up the Bible.
He's getting even creepier and creepier. He was talking about there was some quote from him from years ago.
I need another sippy.
When the bathroom bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if it was me and my friends from blah, 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 we would have went and said we were women. And I'm like, so you're an absolute fucking creep. Is that what you're saying? So it's not the drag queens we're worried about. It's really you. So you basically are saying that you can't have bathroom problems because you can't handle your own self to not go in there and disturb, which means you are a molester, raper, psychopath.
I have a phrase for you that applies to Republicans in this country just like it applies to Israel, which I've realized. And it is, every accusation is a confession, because all of these people, all of these religious nut jobs who want to
point fingers.
LGBTQ people of molesting children in bathrooms and converting them and indoctrinating them and making them read books about sex and all this stuff, they are confessing that they are like that.
This is the same
because
man.
They are like that.
With his son, they keep each other accountable for the porn or whatever they want.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I watched some porn. I was watching a woman getting stuffed with three dicks at once.
And then your dad's like,
I like black chicks getting fucked by white guys.
Oh, you know. And it's like, no, and I'm sorry. I know exactly what his fetish is, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Trans women.
Oh, dicks, yeah, no. Mike Johnson? Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like, he wants a woman
with a dick. That side-eyed. I sent that picture where he's like.
He's a faggot. I'm so sick of it.
He's a faggot. Our Speaker of the House is a faggot.
Period. And he needs to learn to admit it.
I know, right. It's like,
so
it's,
this actually, like,
I but every accusation is a confession.
I that is absolutely.
It applies. It's perfectly applies. So true.
Because if you have to go out of your way to try to be like, well, you,
yeah,
above, no,
you are that
means
that.
It's you. You're doing you're trying that. To fully deflect off you. But in reality, people are not dumb.
We know it's you. Ugh. Like you just admitted. We know. We know you're the ones doing the molestation. I can't wait for another
Me Too moment with Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Now, on the same vein, honestly, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this, so I don't
really have a vein.
No.
Okay.
Well, have you heard of Project 2025?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Why? Every time you tell me something, I'm worried.
I thought I was sort of past being shocked. I will admit I found this legitimately shocking.
Zone 1111.
Quote, Trump and his allies are drafting plans to potentially invoke the Insurrection Act on his first day in office to allow him to deploy the military against civil demonstrations. Quote, dubbed Project 2025, the group is developing a plan to include draft executive orders that would deploy the U.S. military domestically under the Insurrection Act. The proposal is identified in internal discussions as an immediate priority. The guy reportedly leading the work on this Insurrection Act plan under Project 2025 is Jeffrey Clark, a Trump Justice Department official who proposed having DOJ endorse fake fraud claims to effectively tell the states that they should ignore election results and keep Trump in power. According to Trump's federal indictment, he allegedly favored using the Insurrection Act back then to use the U.S. military to keep Trump in power. Now, I should note that a spokesperson for the Heritage Foundation, which is organizing this Project 2025, is denying the existence of this Insurrection Act plan. But it is part of one of this fairly shocking set of new reporting from Isaac Arnsdorf, Josh Dawsey, and Devlin Barrett, just out of the Washington Post. Joining us now is...
So like, there's also this thing about...
Yeah, I've been... If you listen to what he's been saying recently...
Affirmative plan to seize total control.
Totally arrest everyone.
Yeah, he wants to put LGBT people
in
jail.
It's just a revenge.
Everybody's going to camps. And when I say the buses are coming to camp, I'm telling you, if this motherfucker gets voted in, we got
to
leave.
We're going to camp.
We've got to leave.
Not Woodlands. Like,
no, we'll close Woodlands
probably
down.
Probably a labor camp.
Honestly, I'm almost thinking maybe it's just buy in Canada.
It might be the time to
like buy the land in Canada and build a campground there and then just kind of like
hope that could be your end because if you own property there.
Right. And Michael's a doctor, so they need doctors. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
we'll get instant citizenship. So
no, you would.
It's scary. Just let's put it that way. Like, OK, so if this is true, he's basically gonna be the leader for the rest of our lives. And it's going to become like
no, he wants Cuba? To be forever. Yeah.
Do you remember like, I mean, we do not need some. Look at fucking Russia.
Russia.
If this motherfucker gets. Oh, my God.
If this motherfucker this right motherfucker here.
Right here. So anyway, I read this, though, and I was like horrified.
No, the things that he's been saying are just full. Like, we're going to arrest them, them, all of them. We're deporting them. We're deporting
the pedophiles.
And it's like, what?
And
are
then
you
libs
about?
Of TikTok. Have you ever seen that Twitter handle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely horrifying.
Pisses me off.
Matt,
every time.
You know, Matt Bernstein. On Instagram, we love Matt's post. Matt IVX.
Yeah.
You know Matt. I'll show you.
Is he a Jewish?
Yes.
Yes, he's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like from New York?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This one, who always, like, literally 1.5 million, first of all, but, like, genius. He looks like that.
Oh, that's not the same one, but it's still genius.
I don't know if there's any, like, direct posts here, but he's really actually hot.
Too. So he's really good at, like, laying it down, though.
If you're in the bathroom on your phone hiding from the family function, say hey. PETA said, put yourself in their place. Go vegan.
This, oh, look my. At
this. PETA really said, stuff a twink, not a turkey.
I cannot.
Because they did. But, like, literally, like, no. And he's Jewish. And, he's been outspoken against this whole genocide.
I mean, it's
Jewish.
Incredible.
Yeah. So anyways,
the truth is the truth no matter what. And it all comes out eventually.
It doesn't matter who you are,
so
where you come from.
If Trump wants to come in here and do all this stuff, it's going to happen. And if it does, eventually the truth will come out. And eventually, but honestly, we don't want to get to that point. So
you're right.
But I don't know what to do because I don't like Biden either. So I'm sort of in a weird spot.
I know. We're really in a weird spot. We need a lot of people.
Can we vote somebody else just in?
Yes. Yep.
We need to have somebody step up and be like, vote for me in.
We need a third party.
Like, we need somebody to actually.
The country as a whole.
We deserve a third party. We need other options. We need four parties.
We need another option. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. Because it's like, okay, I get a lot of the stuff I agree.
I would say like 75 to 80% of people agree on almost every issue.
Yeah.
Almost every issue. And then it's like, but then these extreme people get in. And then it's like,
well, I can't vote. I can't say that.
Well, I don't like you. But I can't
be associated
really
with that because then so then you like get shuffled to the side that you're on. And really, you're like, but I don't really care about that part. But like, OK,
like as we saw with issue one and issue two in Ohio, a very conservative state.
Literally.
So literally issue one for reproductive freedom, abortion rights would not have passed unless Republican people in Ohio were voting yes on it. And they voted yes on it. Same people who voted Trump plus seven.
Listen, four out of five
voted
people
voted for abortion rights. They voted for marijuana.
Four out of five people.
We agree on a lot of things.
In Franklin County, four out of five people voted for both.
Exactly. Four out of five.
Why can't we get representatives who represent us truly?
Because there's only two parties. We have a fucked up system. We need ranked choice voting.
We need the rainbow party. Let's piss them off.
Okay. Now, any sundries?
I do have a sundry. I have a sundry.
I need to hear it because I can tell. Like,
okay. So I have a really big pet peeve, and I don't know if I think I might have discussed it before.
Mine's a pet peeve too. So, okay.
But I just don't. It's for people who are not smart, not funny.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
People who are not funny who think they're funny, they're not. It's the whole.
You mean us?
Well, here's what we would do if we weren't funny, though. So the person says something. So like, let's just say, oh yeah, like that piano over there. That's part of the joke and it's supposedly funny, but you don't laugh because it's not that funny. And then they stop the entire conversation and say, I said the piano over there.
I know what you mean.
If
oh my God.
You have to repeat yourself because nobody laughed at you and you laugh at your own fucking joke by saying, repeating it again. It is the most cringe, psychotic, really horrifying social skills that. Yeah. So that is.
It's when people are like, it was a joke. And then they have to explain the joke. And you're like, if it were a joke, we would be laughing.
You don't.
That's
explain.
A phrase for me. I'm like, if it were a joke, we'd be laughing. But it's not a joke and it's not funny. So is it a joke? It's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke. If you have to explain it, it's not a joke. A joke is where everyone gets it, chuckles, moves on. Right?
Correct. And there's a whole other level when you're a narcissist and this happens where you have to then repeat your own joke. You stop the conversation from flowing. You basically interrupt the person that's now speaking after you made your joke.
No.
You say, no, like, did you? No, like, I said the piano over there.
And I'm like, yeah, I heard you the first time.
No. So don't fucking do it. And if you're doing it, let's recognize it and let's change it because it's embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself. You don't have to say that. There's two people in my office that do it. And I'm like, every time I have a conversation, I'm like,
here we go.
You're going to make me hear the same. So now I'll laugh at nothing. I'm like, and that's not even the punch.
You should just to move it on.
No, but
you
I get
just,
caught.
But then they realize they're like, no.
No, wait, you didn't hear it yet. I'm like,
fuck me.
Because I'll fake laugh.
Also, it literally gets
one other little quick sundry, and I could have discussed it last week. All I'm going to say is this. If you are with someone for a while and then you decide that things aren't great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you tell everyone around you that person was a psychopath and blah, blah, blah.
But then I find out 6 years. Yeah.
But then I find out that you're getting back with the person. It's not going to fly. That's all I got to say.
I could not agree more.
I think that is so cringe and so fucking psychotic to the point where you were talking so much shit about this person to the point of like, I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking to then all of a sudden back with them. How am I supposed to act now?
Yep. I have multiple friends who have done this.
I know. And this is the one I'm talking about.
Multiple friends where they're the together, not together, together, not together, not together, together. And I'm like,
same kind of maybe it's the culture.
And it's probably the culture. No, it literally is the culture because like, to them, the goal is only to be in a relationship.
So boring.
It is only to be married, to be married.
How's that working?
So they will marry the wrong person. They will get back together with the wrong person.
They'll even come on a whole fucking goddamn podcast.
They'll pretend they're happy for 6 years. When in reality, there's a big fucking issue underlying all of it, and is that you don't really want to be together. You're just together because
you're just scared.
You're scared. Yeah, scared.
So that was my double entendre, double
that was a
elimination.
Great sundry. Double sundry.
Double sundry from me to this week because I'm just, people need to get it in fucking check. It's almost 2024.
And we're too old for this too. Like, we're too old.
Oh, do you have a sundry?
You have another thing? Tell
me. Well, I just want to say one little announcement. I'll be in Punta Cana when you're listening to this. So think of me when I'm going to fuck a straight guy down in Punta Cana. Punta Cana. I said Punta.
Did you just say Putin?
What's that? Tutankhamun.
King Kunte. So my sundry is.
Oh, no.
Now we all do this. So I'm not blaming anyone, but we all follow like thirst trap accounts. Or if you go to like your For You page, you're going to see a bunch of shirtless men.
I can't even open my accounts in public.
So like this is one of my favorites, Wrestling Submit. Joey Camasta follows, but it's like things like this. I mean, they are really hot. It's like it's obviously just like hot straight guys grabbing each other and like, you know, their asses. And
I mean,
like,
how gay is wrestling? Let's just say that real quick.
Like full cock. So anyways, so that's the picture. My sundry is about the comments.
Okay.
Because it's not just like he liked it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like I like him. It's all these older gay men. I now have learned even more. Wow. Very sexy. Fire, fire, fire. How many? Fire, 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 fire. Everything's bigger. That's a lot of sausage and peppers. Daddy approves. All good looking. Like, who says all good looking? Okay, well, I mean, now these kind of high schoolers. That's a big, that's a nice
oh,
big.
Yeah, I need to see the, oh, wait, I need to see that
it's
one.
It's pink.
I want to see the one on the left, far left.
That's pink.
Oh, I like it.
I like when they said differently, too.
But then, nice Christmas wrappings and packages. Oh, my God.
Wait, why are people so cheesy?
The one in the middle, please. That's my college. Tongue face emoji, heart emoji. Great for getting the time. Very beautiful.
Okay.
Love it left and middle choosing each other. My goodness. Smoking hot wrestlers. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? I'm fine with a like. I'm fine with a like so that the algorithm knows you want more of that content. But the comments, that took effort. That took, you clicked the
it's
comment
kind of like
bubble.
The same thing I was talking
you
about.
Type,
it's like,
type this
you're
shit.
You're trying to be funny. You're like, oh, right. Look at the sausage. And it's like,
whose attention are you trying to get? The people in the pictures on this wrestling page aren't looking at this wrestling page. They didn't post them.
Probably
some creepy,
on there.
Probably fat, overweight old man.
Yeah. Like
gay
I
guy
posted them.
Posted
them. Well, I mean,
you in 30 years posted these pictures. The wrestlers themselves have no idea who you are. And then you're commenting like, oh, God, this. Oh, fucking hot. Oh, I take all three at once. I've read comments where I'm like, you should be arrested for this. Like, it's not cute. It's not funny. It's weird. It's creepy. Why are you leaving comments like this? And they're real people. I don't think they're bots. Like, I click their profile sometimes to go to their page and read. And I'm like, and it's like mother of three or like no, father have, of. It's like, why are you leaving comments like this?
This kind of makes me think, though.
Okay.
Have you ever sexualized somebody, which we all have?
Yes.
And then you meet them and you feel really guilty for sexualizing them because they're like actually good people or
yes.
like.
Yeah.
So this happens all the time with online. Uh-huh. Like you have.
Well,
a scenario
I work
in
with
your
someone
head.
Whose husband we call Hot Dan because he's always been hot and we call him Hot Dan. I don't care. We still do. I called it to his face. I was like, by the way, we call you Hot Dan.
I like when you can tell
somebody
that.
But he liked it. But he thought it was funny.
Straight men love when gay men hit on them. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I will take his load any minute, any hour
of the
week.
We're still looking for straight guys to give us their load. So call us 614-721-5336.
614-721-5336.
Which I don't
take
think
your
we
load.
Had. I didn't
any
even check.
Voicemail?
I don't even check.
Go ahead and check.
I don't think we have one.
Go ahead, Jake.
I don't think we have one.
Well, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. We'll just save it for next week. If there's
go one. Ahead and check. Check on this dick.
Anyway.
Helping verb. Helping verb. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, shall. Won't you try? World Wildlife Fund. This is about extinction.
Yes, please call 1-800 Wildlife Fund.
23 helping verbs left.
Now, anything you want to leave the folks with?
What I want to leave them with is we're in that wonderful period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I want everyone to get in the holiday spirit. I want everyone to be cheery.
Pull their cocks out.
I want everyone to pull their little tiny cocks out. I want to see them in the cold. I want everyone to wear flannel, and I want hot chocolate.
And that's been another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
We really appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. One moment.